Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, thank you so very much for joining us on today's episode of The Lantern. As always, it's a genuine pleasure and an absolute honor to be with you guys and to have a share in your precious and valuable time. And I am ever so grateful that you guys take time out of your day to hopefully join in our little discussions that we have. I don't necessarily consider myself as a creative person, but I do understand that in life, you need to be creative. Some people are born creative and they lead pretty creative minds. And it can be developed. Let's hear a short story. You know what? Let's do that so we can get a better idea of what we mean by creativity. And we're going to be right back.
A man was exploring caves by a seashore when he found a bag with a bunch of hardened clay balls. The balls looked like someone had intentionally rolled the clay and left them out in the sun to bake. Perhaps some children made them while they were at the beach, the man thought. They didn't look much, so he took the bag out of the cave with him. As he strolled along the beach, he threw the clay balls one by one out to the oceans as far as he could. The clay balls would fly and disappear in the ocean. The man threw several clay balls in the ocean until he dropped one of the balls and it cracked open. Inside the clay was a beautiful, precious stone. This excited the man and he started breaking the remaining clay balls. Each of it contained different types of precious stones. He found thousands of dollars worth of jewels in around 20 clay balls that was left with him. He had been on the beach for a long time and he must have thrown away many clay balls with hidden treasure into the sea. He could have had a treasure worth of tens of thousands rather than just thousands if he had not thrown the clay balls away. Most of the time we look at someone or even ourselves and we see the external clay vessel. The vessel doesn't always look sparkly and nice, so we never bother to look inside it. We tend to see and judge a person and deem them as less important than the ones who are more beautiful, stylish, well-known, or wealthy. We forget to look inside for the unique treasure that each one of us holds. May we not come to the end of our lives and realize that we have thrown away a fortune in friendship, love, or any relationship because we did not attempt to look for the gems hidden in bits of clay. Let us all relish the treasures each of us hold inside us.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Allah is very creative. let me explain myself. Allah is very creative in the sense that He has wisdom and He has knowledge. And because of His all-knowingness, all-seeingness, He has He always has full knowledge and awareness over all the paths, all the possibilities. And through his wisdom and through his infinite knowledge, he draws the perfect path. He arranges the perfect scenario. He organizes the most perfect elements for a certain result and outcome to appear. Off the back of that, and because we hold all of Allah's qualities and attributes within ourselves, we are Khalifatullah, we are the mirror of God on this earth and His representative. We possess those divine qualities as well. It's just a question of reinforcing them and empowering them and highlighting them within us. So when it comes to the sense of creativity we require in our lives, not just because of our career or our, college degree or hobby or, you know, side gig or side hustle or whatever, not just because of that, but just being creative in life, in finding solutions, being able to think outside the box when we are stuck in a box, being able to look beyond the curb, look beyond that dead end, beyond that wall. It requires creativity. It requires insight. It requires a broad mind and a strong, well-established creative mindset. And we can only do that if we amplify the other attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are within us, which is knowledge, which is insight, which is being able to, you know, have a, more of a bird's eye view toward life and its circumstances, and not just focus on my little self and my little problems and sort of sink my head into myself, into my chest, and focus only on these little things that are in front of my nose. But being able to see beyond all of that. Sure, I'm not God. I can't know and see everything. But I can at least know and see everything within myself. If I spend enough time with myself, if I try to dissect my own self, my mind, my way of thought, my emotions, study myself, analyze and assess myself well enough to understand my feelings, my psyche, my mentality, my responses, my way of thinking. What goes on in my subconscious? Sometimes we are so estranged with ourselves, we don't even know how we think, you know? And sometimes we think something stupid and we end up doing that stupid thing, and it was so stupid that it takes me off guard. And I'm like, how did I do that even? It's because I haven't spent enough time with myself, and it's because I haven't tried to reflect those qualities of my creator in my soul, in my ruh, in my nafs, and upgrade myself. And that's why I lack creativity. The ability to face the problems of life, certain problems that could grind your bone and scorch your skin with utter peace of mind and heart, because you have absolute reliance on your creator, is a form of creativity, because it's thinking outside of the box. The box that you're stuck in right now tells you you're broke, that you're ill, or that you won't ever find love, or that this career, or you're going bankrupt, or you can't pay mortgage or house loan or college loan or this or that or that or that. You're stuck at a dead end, right? And you cannot see beyond this horrible situation that you're stuck in. You cannot see beyond the four walls of this box. That's all the time we have for today's episode. Thank you for being with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. ألا بذكر الله تطمئن.